Inside Calhoun County. That's where we go on this series called Inside Calhoun County from Calhoun County, Michigan. I'm Richard Pyatt. Happy to have you along with us once again. This is kind of an interesting perspective that we're going to talk about right now. The Calhoun County Community Development Office. What does that really mean? Well, Jen Bamba's here, fortunately, the director of the Community Development Office in Calhoun County, to tell us a little bit about that. Hi, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. This is pretty interesting because if you contemplate what community development might mean, we begin to understand what the Community Development Office does. But if we just start looking at it practically, we realize there's a lot under the community development umbrella, isn't there?
That is correct. So the Community Development Office is really a collection of county departments that provide services that enhance the quality of life for our community, for all the residents within the county, and then even those that are traveling through. So it includes our planning and economic development. That happens to be my area of expertise on the team, parks and recreation, recycling, GIS mapping, and then our senior services and veterans affairs departments all kind of come together to work collaboratively to really improve that quality of life for the community.
Yeah, so you understand then the community development moniker, I suppose, but it really is a collection of different things, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. So prior to 2017, we all kind of sat in our separate offices doing our one thing. And, you know, every now and again, we'd interact and we'd pass by, and it really just determined that, you know, we could do this better if we were kind of together in close proximity where we could collaborate, we could brainstorm, we could just work towards a better outcome of the services that we provide. We have similar services that we're providing. We have similar audiences that we provide those services to, different funding mechanisms for sure. But leveraging each other's areas of expertise has really led to some really improved services, I think.
Is there an example you can cite that comes to mind right away that you say, yeah, because we work together now, that outcome is better?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's lots of them. A fun one that I would share is a project that we piloted last year, which is our recycling program and our senior services together provided an opportunity to collect electronics and appliances from the homes of seniors. So we're talking our senior citizens in the community that are 60 and over, who may not be able to make it to those collection events that we host throughout the year. So our GIS department was able to map where those addresses were. We went out, we collected them at ease for that resident, and then bring them in so that they can be recycled. And so that's just a real unique way that, you know, if we weren't all together, we might not have really ever thought to do something like that. A great opportunity or a great example of how our ability to collaborate and come up with new ideas has been successful.
You know, and I have a suspicion that if you're someone in that position where they can't make it to one of your collection events and they have, I don't know, four VCRs or something sitting around and no real option to get rid of them, you know what probably happens? They get tossed in the trash, which is exactly what we're trying to avoid, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
What a great example. We could have a whole show on that, probably. So the benefits of multiple offices under one umbrella, now connecting with one another, has been beneficial. And you said this is just since 2017, right?
Correct. You know, it's kind of cliche, but I really think we can accomplish so much more when we do it together versus individually. And so I think the brain power, our team is just really creative. They're super passionate. Most of us have lived in this community, some all of our lives, many for quite some time. So they're really invested in what the community can be. And so I think we also benefit from each other in having an increased awareness. So we are mostly out in the community doing our work. We're not necessarily sitting at our desks and waiting for someone to come to us. And so if I happen to be at a meeting and I'm working to share about my planning projects that are taking place, but somebody has a question about parks or that those recycling programs, or how could we, you know, map something that we're talking about, you know, I can somewhat speak to that because we've had a little bit of that cross-department training. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a value for getting awareness of these individual departments out into the community and the things that we can do.
The awareness is better, and your response, your ability to respond is better. If someone has a question and you've already been in a meeting about what that area is up to, makes it easier to get an answer, which we all appreciate, right? The ability to ask someone and find out for sure what the answer is. So that recycling example is a terrific one. Do you have things going on in the near future that are along those lines, some of the things that that your department is working on?
Yeah, you know, my area of expertise on the team is planning and zoning, economic development. And I think one of the benefits of county government is that we can be a facilitator of a big picture. So within the county, we have 27 local units of government, and each one of those local units has its own importance for its community, right? And at the county, we're able to kind of keep that big picture in mind. And so one of the things that we've been really working hard to understand and mitigate maybe the impacts to our community is on renewable energy developments within our county. So we are seeing a really big push from the state legislation to have renewable energy projects. And we really are working to assist our local units on how those are sited within the community, but also looking to understand, you know, when there was one, it maybe wasn't such a big deal, but now we see so many coming, and how are we able to really mitigate the impacts of that development and strike a balance between development and open space or that rural land use that a lot of our communities want as kind of landscape for their community.
Mm-hmm.
So we are working hard on that. We function a little bit as a think tank often for the county, for county administration, and how we might take on a new project to see if it's really worth providing a service in our community. And so we have, I think it was probably around 2017, 2018, we received a grant from MDOT to look at the feasibility of better public transit in our community and connecting our urban centers, whether it be Battle Creek to Marshall to Albion to Springfield, you know, those hubs where people might need to go for services and travel. How are we getting them to and from those places? And so that study resulted in some recommendations. Those recommendations have resulted in what we call the TAC. It's the Transit Authority of Calhoun County. And that's a really new initiative. And so that authority has been formed, and those folks are now appointed and taking that initiative the next step. So we're really able to take a new idea, determine whether or not it's a feasible service, and then pass it off to the next area who can take it and lead it and do something with it.
I like that think tank moniker that you brought up, because imagine that. So here's this idea, and someone has to create some information that helps folks vet the idea, right? So that's really what you were doing.
Yes, absolutely. It's been and I think it's really fun for our staff. You know, we really enjoy the idea of new ideas, new services. You know, we might not always be successful in the end, but, you know, being able to say we considered it and this is why it works or it doesn't work.
So how was it determined which departments would fall under the community development umbrella? I mean, the ones you mentioned are, as you say, there's commonalities, but there's also a lot of differences, right? Veterans Affairs and Planning and Economic Development, for example, some of them, they don't, on the surface, maybe seem like they go together. How did that all happen?
I think we really looked at the departments across the county and in the county org chart to really sort of say who has similar funding mechanisms, who has similar delivery of service. It might seem odd for our seniors and our veterans to be within community development, but they're really those, again, quality of life services that we're presenting to the residents of Cowan County. Our seniors and our veterans really do overlap quite a bit, and then really just considering it and tying it back to that quality of life perspective. So between those folks, our parks, our recycling, those items that enhance the community.
So this isn't a situation, is it? I don't think, where a resident calls up Jen and says, hey, I have this idea for the county to consider. Does that happen? It probably doesn't. It probably has come through the commission or something, but maybe not.
Probably not residents calling us, but definitely, you know, as county administration and or elected officials hear or understand a need, they might come to us and say, hey, how could we meet this need in the community? Do you have ideas?
Yeah. And of course, like the MDOT grant example, if there's a little bit of funding behind it, that's helpful too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the benefits of our department too is leveraging funds. You know, we can find grant dollars to help with feasibility studies, fill the gaps a little bit with some of that funding to then determine whether or not it's something that sticks that we need to find, you know, maybe more budget for.
So is there anything along those lines that you're working on now or that you see coming that is one of those think tank kind of examples?
We are coming off of a really busy grant season for us with our parks department. We are in the midst of a number of grants through the Michigan Natural Resource Trust Fund. Those are a great way for us to leverage our park millage funds and be able to do more projects across the county. Our parks millage is really unique in that it is money that the county levies, those tax dollars, but shares it with all the local units of government. There are so many details to that that, you know, that's another podcast in and of itself. But that is a great way for us. And it's kind of innovative, right? How we work not only collecting tax dollars to improve our parks and recreation that are on county parks, but also sharing it with the local units so that they can do improvements within their local units as well. Gives us a much broader scope of recreation opportunities for the county. And we see our Parks and Recreation Department as one that is great for tourism. You know, we see people coming in often to Cowan County's Historic Bridge Park and enjoying that. And, you know, we bring people in a lot for things like that.
Well, hats off to you and your team, because this is a lot to keep track of, as you've pointed out. And you have made some inroads with communication with these departments that otherwise might have been working in, I don't know if you'd say silos, but they certainly have their own focuses, and it has opened up some of that. So this is good to know. And if folks have questions, well, it's as easy as reaching out. And maybe the first place to look is on the Calhoun County website for the Office of Community Development. And we'll link that in the show notes for this episode so you can click through and find that information. Jen Bomba, Director of the Calhoun County Community Development Office. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.